got to improve it, and I'm just happy tonight it's fallen a little bit.
Ball handling seems to be improving.
Thank you. That's something, too, that I've need to work on a whole lot, and so this year I've had a chance to play guard some, and naturally just practicing a little bit gives me a little bit more confidence in myself, and so when game time comes, I try to do a good job with it.
Obviously, you haven't had a chance to play a whole bunch this year. They've pretty well been going with the first seven guys, and then you fall into the next five. That's got to be a little bit disappointing. How do you get yourself up for each game?
Well, I think the thing about it is I just need to prepare myself to be ready for when the time comes when I'm to come on the court. Like, you never know who's going to be in foul trouble and how far down the depth we need to come in. I just prepare myself mentally for every game, and when I come in, I have confidence in myself that I can do the good job, and I'm just glad tonight I have the opportunity to do that. I think the important thing about it is, I know I'm no Averyn Parrish or Ricky Henry or Brent Stevenson, so I accept that and just try to do the things I can do to the best of my ability.
You've had some times where you played in key situations. I'm thinking of one time in the Valley of the Sun tournament where you came in and gave Dan Bell a breather, a much-needed breather.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I mean. I never know exactly when I'm going to be coming in, and so I just need to be ready and try to do a good job when I do come in.
Now, you and Brent Wade have played on teams that have not lost a conference game in 2 years.
Is that right?
that's quite an achievement.
Thank you. Yeah, I've thought about that myself. It is fortunate to be a part of such good teams as I've been on. I just kind of feel like I'm in the right place at the right time to be on the two teams.
This may be unfair. Would you like to compare the two teams?
Well, I've thought about it quite a bit. Both teams, I feel, had a lot of depth. Both teams we had a few good forwards like we do this year, and we had some good guards. And I think the thing about this team, though, is we have a truly good big guy like Brent Stevenson, whereas the team before we had a mostly smaller team. We went with really three forwards, and now we have Brent Stevenson, who's the best center in the conference.
Plans after Dixie College, what would you like to do?
I'm kind of leaning towards PE as a major, but next year I'm still undecided as to where I'm going or what I'm going to be doing. I've thought a lot about it, but I haven't come to any conclusions yet.
I understand you have an opportunity to become a rich farmer, too.
I guess I could if I did go for it. Again, that's something I have to think more about.
Rob, the highlight of your career at Dixie, what has been the most meaningful thing for you in your 2 years of playing for Dixie?
Well, I first have to say, to Kansas, back my first year here, we went back to Kansas and took sixth in the nation. That was quite an honor. And I know if that team took sixth, then this team can at least take that, and well, we hope to go back and even do a better job than that team did.
Long ways to go yet.
Yeah, it is. We got to have a lot of breaks going our way, too. Like, I think every championship team needs to have a few breaks going for them.
Rob Gentry, thank you for being with us. Congratulations on a good year so far, both as a team, a member of this team, and also individually.
Thank you, Larry.
Rob Gentry, who had a good night tonight, an excellent night. Let's go through the Dixie scoring briefly. Off the bench.
Big luscious sandwiches and a big glass of A&W root beer. So come on, Dad, break down and treat the family to some great food. Start a tradition. Take the family to A&W after the game. It's a great way to celebrate as a family, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg. And for you who like a hefty sandwich, remember, the meat is here at A&W.
And tonight's Rebel basketball has been brought to you as a part and a service of Jones Paint and Glass, Taco Time, Osco Drugs, Bradshaw Ford, Lincoln Mercury and RV, by Capco Petroleum, by A&W Drive-In, and Randall Distributing in St. George. 8:12 in Utah's Dixie with Larry Gentry playing the music for you till 10 in Nighttime America Time on your hit radio station, KDXU. Hey, you can be just the way you want to be as long as you keep tuned to 1450. We don't care how you are. We play more of the music you want to hear. We'll tell you some of the artists we'll hear from the rest of this hour on Hit Radio.
I like the way you spark.
Peaceful Easy Feeling from 1972 and the music of the Eagles. This evening on Hit Radio KDXU, it's 8:24. I'm Larry Gentry. Cold night, 32 degrees right now in the city, heading for a low of 25, and we should have fair skies for Sunday. Temperatures tomorrow, we expect them to be in about the mid-40s. Yet to come this hour, we'll hear from Billy Joel, Andy Summers, The Beatles, Howard Jones, music from The Spinners, Stevie Nicks, Diana Ross, and Ray Parker Jr. as we continue with music from Hit Radio, KDXU.
Next on Fame.
Live like a girl who's totally out of your league.
Danny becomes a real-life Cyrano de Bergerac as he tries to win Nicole for Jesse.
Why do we have to do anything, Jesse? Who cares if my parents don't like you?
What are you trying to say? I'm disgusting and repulsive?
Fame. It's gonna live forever.
Launch Fame Saturday nights at 6 p.m., Sundays at 7 on TV 55.
Programs and national.
So, you're wondering what happened to all those scores and basketball games over the weekend? The teams, your favorite ones? Who won? Well, here at KDXU, we keep you posted on things like that. In a few minutes, we'll run over some scores for you. In the meantime, 1975 was a great year for the Spinners. Games people play. KDXU.
Can't get no rest.
Stevie Nicks and Stan back on KDXU, 19 now before 9 on this Saturday night. What are you doing for your weekend? In case you've missed some sports scores, let's tell you about a few. Texas El Paso today outlasted BYU 97-86 after three overtimes. Right now at the half, New Mexico leads Utah 36-28. And earlier tonight, the Nevada Las Vegas team had their 17th game winning streak come to an end as Scott Barnes and some other players came off with some real good head leading points to lead Fresno State to a 63-52 upset of the 12th-ranked Rebels. Okay. In case you missed Rebel basketball that we've had on the air tonight, it just ended about 30 minutes ago, the Dixie Rebels defeating Colorado Northwestern 116-73. In high school basketball, Pineview defeating Hurricane last night 66-65. Dixie outlasting Cedar City 47-43. And we had an Enterprise defeat over Beaver 64-56. Kanab outlasting Perowin in high school basketball 65-58. Latest from Diana Ross on Hit Radio KDXU. Good evening to you. It's 8:52. I'm Larry Gentry. From one good sound to another, let's remember Carly Simon in 1974. Past 9 o'clock, and we have more of Southern Utah's favorites as we hear from REO Speedwagon, Irene Carr, the theme from Fame, Pablo Cruz checks in this hour, as well as Madonna, Steve Perry, Patrice Rushen, Lobo, and the memories of the mid-70s, some of his big hits, and all from George Benson, yet to come this hour. Stay tuned.
Jamie used to be my girl.
George Benson claiming this is one of his favorite songs in the past few years. Lady Love Me One More Time. It's 9:16, and you're with the station that plays more of your favorite kind of music on the weekends, especially where we play mostly music, very few commercials, just provide the most listening pleasure for you on the weekend. Here's Patrice Rushen, Forget Me Not.
Jeff.
Okay, let's move up a little bit to one of the latest hits, Madonna, Like a Virgin. Sports coming up in a few minutes right here on Hit Radio, KDXU. Irene Carr with the original hit version of Fame, the movie that became a legend and is now a weekly series. By the way, you can watch Fame on St. George's own TV 55 on the weekends. Tomorrow night you can watch it at 7 o'clock. And right now it's 24 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. We've got sports in a few minutes. In the meantime, stick around for some more good music. We got to pay a bill.
For all those people.
Here.
Foolish Heart with Steve Perry on KDXU. Right now it's 12 minutes before 10. Time for a sports update. A lot of scores to pass along to you. This just in, Utah defeated New Mexico 65-58. At the half right now in college basketball, Oregon State leads Oregon 30-23. At the half, Long Beach State 35, San Jose State 32. Weber State came out with a victory just moments ago over Nevada Reno 77-62. Fresno State tonight beating out Nevada Las Vegas 63-52. Texas El Paso had a good game today. In fact, surprisingly, they defeated Brigham Young after three overtimes, 97-86. In local basketball, the Rebels came off with a slaughter tonight over the college Colorado Northwestern is the name, and Larry Jewell has the story.
Dixie College scored the first 13 points of the ball. Dixie 116, Colorado Northwestern 73. Larry Jewell reporting.
And in high school basketball over the weekend, Pine View outlasting Hurricane by 2 points, 1 point, 66-65. Dixie Flyers last night coming off with a victory over Cedar City, 47-43. Enterprise defeating Beaver, 64-56, and Kanab with a 65-58 final over Parowan. And there you have a sports update on KDXU. I'm Larry Gentry reporting. Right now, let's get back into more music. Here's John Lennon from 1971.
Imagine that. Dungeon.
Well, I'm Larry Gentry, been sitting in with you on this Saturday night. Hope you've had a good weekend. I have. About wraps up this evening on this end. We turn over to Nighttime America at 10:04, right at RKO News. And we'll be on with that until midnight, all from Hit Radio KDXU. Have a good weekend.